Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so Steven Nelson, a former Steeler, was on with Sirius XM. He was on one of their shows. And he said this, and I'm confused over it.
It came down to me being traded or being released. And I just want to make it very clear to those out there who might not know or assuming that there was never a discussion with me being able to take a pay cut. I was never even given that opportunity to take a pay cut. So it was either trade or release. So I just want to clear that up. Yeah. So I was in pretty much in a bad spot.
Maybe I'm lost here, but how was he going to ultimately take a pay cut when he also said that he wanted an extension? I don't get how those two things work, Chris. You could take a pay cut initially to tamp down some cap money, but he also was on record as saying he wanted an extension and he wanted a long-term contract. How do those two things fit in a puzzle?
Well, you give him a salary that's less than what he made this year or the year before, at least pro rata, right? Like on average over the
So he wanted contract. To stay in Pittsburgh and play for the Pittsburgh Steelers for less money is what he's saying.
Well, again, and you make a good point, he says that he felt he outperformed his contract the last 2 years. So I don't know if he wanted to stay in Pittsburgh and wanted to at least have a conversation about how the contract was structured and, hey, maybe I make less at the end of the contract, maybe I take a pay cut now, maybe we figure things out. But it sounds to me like when he says, I was told, find a trade or get released, that they didn't even want to talk to him about finding a way to make it work financially for both sides, which to me is what causes this is what causes my confusion about the whole thing, which is why would you not at least try to figure something out? Like, I understand he didn't play as well last year as he did in 19. 19, he was Pro Bowl caliber corner. Last year, not as good. I get that. But we could all see the writing on the wall that said, okay, he and Joe Haden are both going into the final years of their deal, respectively. And so Haden, a few years older than Nelson, Cam Sutton's coming along. We all like the way Cam Sutton has developed. It made sense to negotiate an extension with Nelson. And you could even use the fact that he didn't have a great year last year.
Right.
In negotiations with Nelson to say, hey, this is what we'd like to do. We believe you and Sutton are okay on the outside going forward. We know Joe's getting a little bit older, probably going to hang him up soon, or at least, you know, backslide a little bit, as all corners do when they start to hit their mid-30s. And at least talk to the man about how the blueprint was laid out. It was laid out right in front of him. You play one more year with the three of them, with Nelson, Haden, and Sutton getting his contract extension, and you feel confident in all three of those guys going forward. And then Haden moves on at the end of his contract. Nelson gets an extension to help bring down his cap hit this year especially, and plays with Sutton going forward, and hopefully you find another corner to add to the mix
because
we're not too confident in the James Pierres and Justin Lane.
They obviously think that Joe Hayden's the best of the three of those guys. So let's put him right there, what the Steelers think, that Joe Hayden's the best of Sutton, Haden, and Nelson, okay? Now, maybe the Steelers wanted him to compete with Cam Sutton, okay? That to me, is what it boils down to. And for me, first of all, let me get this out. I think Steven Nelson is full of baloney. I don't believe a word he says. I'll say that.
Why?
Well, because one side of his mouth, he talks about wanting to have an extension and being better than Cam Sutton, but then he says they wouldn't even listen to me about a pay cut. Those two things don't work. You're not going to take a pay cut and also want an extension.
If you're told, listen, we're going to trade or release.
And then he told Dale Lawley, why would the highest paid corner ride the bench? This is about wanting to get paid the most money. That's what it's been about with Steven Nelson the whole time. What else would it be about? If he feels as if he's that...
About having a job. Having a job with the Steelers, a team that... I'll be honest. The Steelers, as bad as they played in the last 6 weeks of last year, are still viewed at as a destination for a lot of guys around the league. And Steven Nelson expressed on multiple occasions how he loved playing here, loved being a part of the organization and a part of the atmosphere in Pittsburgh. And I imagine, at least judging by the man's comments, he would have been willing to at least sit down and talk about how a contract extension could have been structured so that maybe it's a pay cut this year. And again, we just went over how that's a possibility. It's not two sides of the mouth to say, hey, I'll take a pay cut but also get an extension so I can stick around and play more in Pittsburgh.
Maybe they don't think Steven Nelson's that good. Maybe Steven Nelson has a higher opinion of himself than the Pittsburgh Steelers did.
Maybe Cam Sutton isn't taking
Mike Hilton's job. Maybe Cam Sutton is taking Steven Nelson's job.
Okay, then who's taking Cam's or Mike Hilton's job?
That's a good question, and I do have an answer for you. Perhaps it's Trevor Williams, and maybe they like him. I'm not making Trevor Williams out to be Darrell Revis, but Trevor Williams, if I'm not mistaken, has played over 100 games in the NFL.
No, I brought up Trevor Williams a couple weeks ago when we talked about the structure of their cornerback position, and I think it's something that's flown under the radar with a lot of people in Steelers Nation, the fact that they brought this guy in, and he was really good for a time with the Chargers. I don't know what he is now, and again, there has to be something to the fact that he hadn't been able to hang on in other places, but again, maybe it's just people being afraid to roll the dice on someone who was injured and then didn't live up to a contract. I don't know. But Trevor Williams, I have no problem with. Here's the thing. You had the blueprint laid out in place for you. And to go into a year where you could have had your three corners set, but instead you're going into a year with two corners set and wondering what's going to happen at the third spot. Maybe it's Trevor Williams. Maybe it's James Pierre. Maybe it's Justin Lane. We're not quite sure. I don't like adding more question marks to the side of the ball that's supposed to be the better side of the ball and the side of the ball that you know more about going into this
year.
That's
one issue.
And it strikes.
I get that. But I'm just not here for the martyrdom of Steven Nelson. That ain't me.
No, nobody's here to martyr Steven Nelson. At least I'm not. What I'm here to do is ask the question of, did they critically look at this thing one way going into the offseason, and then somehow, because of all the cap machinations they've had to go through, decide, maybe we just let this guy go. It seems wholly unorganized and not well thought out or well planned or well prepared in any regard to go from the possibility of one more year. And this team is all about one more year in a lot of different respects right now. One more year of Hayden, Nelson, Sutton. Find somebody else who can step in as that third corner, that nickel guy. And when Hayden's done, or maybe even a year from now, hell, you want to extend Joe Hayden and depart with Steven Nelson? Do it a year from now. But if we're going to be all about one more year in Steelerville, then one more year of Hayden, Nelson, and Sutton makes more sense than Hayden, Sutton, and...
We're taking that as a given that Steven Nelson wanted to compete with Cam Sutton. We're taking that as a given. Again, you can. I don't believe everything that he says. It may have been laid out, well, you could come back at a reduced rate, and you're going to compete for your job. You know, there's also some other proof out there, too. Nobody signed the guy. He hasn't caught on. Like, you know, he's making himself out to be Champ Bailey here. Where's his contract?
I haven't heard anybody make him out to be Champ Bailey, not even him.
He's
pretty close. Comparing the dude to Mel Blunt in his prime.
But if Steven Nelson is this guy that he has this high opinion of himself, and I'm not trying to dog him, but he is trying to make himself out to be brilliant and above the Steelers and this.
When did he make himself out to be above the Steelers, Colin? Come on.
Where's everybody lined up to sign this guy right now? I think his game precipitously fell
off last year. I don't know how many people are talking to his agent or not. It could be zero. It could be 10 to 15 like he says it is. I have no idea. You have no idea. Neither of us have any idea.
I have an idea as
all
to this.
I know,
he's unemployed.
Okay. And all I know is they are a better defense with Hayden, Nelson and Sutton than they are with Hayden, Sutton, and question mark.
I don't know that as of yet. I don't know that. I don't know that that's a fair statement. I don't know that. I don't know that Sutton isn't a better corner on that boundary than he would be. I don't know that to be the case every down. I thought Steven Nelson was very average to above average last year. I don't think he was great last year. And I think someone could improve that position. And it could be okay. Cam Sutton. I do not know that to be true. Chris.
I have zero issues with Cam Sutton. I have zero issues with Cam Sutton. I was the one who, going into the offseason, said, do what you can to prioritize Sutton over Hilton, in fact. And as much as I love Mike Hilton and what he does, and as much as it pained me to see him leave to go to Cincinnati, I said, Sutton over Hilton if you got to make a choice going into the offseason. No problems with Cam Sutton. Can't wait to see the guy play more. But, again, we're talking about a team as a whole deciding to go all in on one more year. At least that's what they're telling us. One more year of three corners you trust rather than two corners you trust, and a big question mark, given how much this team plays with three corners on the field and the nickel and dime, makes a whole lot more sense.
Maybe.
At least to me.
Maybe not for the price. And maybe Steven Nelson, this is news. Maybe Steven Nelson isn't telling the truth. That's just my thought. I'm just not taking his word for it, because you don't hear the other side, because they're not going to talk about this kind of stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.